British Sky Broadcasting presents Ants, voiced by Tacey on behalf of MCS Agency. An animation child fishes from a crescent moon. The word DreamWorks emerged from fluffy clouds. Further graphics read, DreamWorks Pictures and PDI present. The following names are viewed through a magnifying glass. Woody Allen, Dan Aykroyd, Anne Bancroft. Jane Curtin, Danny Glover, Gene Hackman. Jennifer Lopez, John Mahoney, Paul Mazursky, Grant Shard, Sylvester Stallone, Sharon Stone, Christopher Walken.
All my life I lived and worked in a big city. Which, now that I think of it, is kind of a problem, since I always feel uncomfortable around crowds. I mean it, I have this fear of enclosed spaces. I everything makes me feel trapped all the time. You know, I always tell myself, there's gotta be something better out there, but maybe I think too much. I think everything must go back to the fact that I had a very anxious childhood. You know, my mother never had time for me. You know, when you're the middle child in a family of 5 million, you don't get any attention. I mean, how's it possible? And I've always had these abandonment issues which plagued me. My father was basically a drone, like I've said, and you know, the guy flew away when I was just a larva. And my job, don't get me started on, because it really annoys me. I was not cut out to be a worker, I'll tell you right now. I feel physically inadequate. My whole life I've never been able to lift more than 10 times my own body weight. And when you get down to it, handling dirt is, you know, is not my idea of a rewarding career. It's this whole gung-ho superorganism thing that I, you know, I can't get. I try, but I don't get it. I mean, you know, what is it? I'm supposed to do everything for the colony, and what about my needs? What about me? I mean, I gotta believe there's some place out there that's better than this. Otherwise, I would just curl up in a larval position and weep. The whole system makes me feel insignificant.
Excellent. You've made a real breakthrough.
I have?
Yes, Z. You are insignificant.
I am?
Outside the psychiatrist's window is a futuristic-styled ant colony. Buildings soar upwards, linked by green walkways. The underworld structure is lit by tiny lights that twinkle in the earthy gloom. An acorn with the words, "Let's work," carries the working ants downwards. On arrival at base level, the majority dismount in an orderly fashion, making their way towards two ship-like vessels. One ant is thrown to the ground. As he joins the others, he shakes and rubs his head. In the center of the nest hangs a ball from which lights radiate outwards. A line of female attendants carry baby ants in their arms for inspection.
Worker.
He's given a pickaxe.
Soldier.
He's given a helmet.
Worker.
Once they've been given their role, the larvae ants are carried away once more. Older ants are training.
Let's try it again. Firm grip. Swing hard. Back straight. Concentrate. Follow through.
Worker ants carry massive boulders on their shoulders. They march in single file towards the mega tunnel. Under direction, workers throw boulders to each other, passing the load down a line that stretches away into the far distance.
Okay, I gotta keep a positive attitude. A good attitude, even though I'm utterly insignificant. I'm insignificant, but with attitude.
Ooh, sorry, Z. I didn't see ya.
Great, Azteca. It's working already. I'm so meaningless, I'm invisible.
Now you're getting it. After all, it's not about you. It's about us. The team. It's about this.
A giant hole in the ground?
Okay, people, are we feeling good?
Yeah!
Yeah.
Great! Now, R1734 through Z7829, you guys are on Wrecking Ball.
You got it.
Swell. You got it.
All right, swing time. Let's go.
Now remember, Azteca, be the ball. That's the main thing here. Remember that, you know, you gotta be one with the ball.
Would you cut it out already? Jeez, I love my work. And you, well, you think too much. Come on, Z, help us build a bigger, better colony. And for crying out loud, try to be happy about it.
Sure, you know, I mean, why? How could I possibly be unhappy being a piece of construction equipment?
Okay, workers, remember.
Here it comes.
Be the ball. Let the energy flow through you.
A huge ant ball swings.
Grim and Bear, this is for the colony.
It demolishes an obstacle.
This is just a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Hang on, here we go.
It swings higher.
Did I happen to mention that the heights make me nauseous?
No.
It begins its return journey. Z lets go. Without its anchor, the ant ball drops and rolls along the floor, picking up random ants as it passes.
Z.
Yes, I understand. I dropped the ball.
Z and Ertzdecker gently swing.
Workers, they're weak. They lack discipline. They lack commitment.
General, I know there's been a glitch or two, but everybody is working full tilt as it is, and...
You can't help it. It's your nature. But in spite of your limitations, you are going to finish this tunnel on schedule. Come hell or high water. From now on, anyone who falls behind is going to have to personally explain themselves to Colonel Cutter. And let me assure you, the Colonel is not as understanding as I am. Dismissed.
The officers leave.
4 more days, Cutter. 4 more days. And we can bid final farewell to their kind of incompetence.
Yes, sir.
A fresh start. Imagine it.
A strong colony, sir. A colony we can be proud of.
Yes, but we're not there yet. Cutter, we just got word that a termite army has mobilized against us.
Against us?
We'll have to send troops deep into hostile territory to attack their colony.
Attack a termite colony, sir? That's suicide.
Exactly. You have the list I asked for?
Yes, General. These are the units loyal to the Queen.
Then they're the ones we'll be sending. It's a shame. There's some fine officers here.
Don't we need the Queen's approval to declare war?
Our very next stop, Cutter.
General, we've been at peace with that colony for years. Why would they attack us?
They want our land. They're desperate for more foraging territory. Perhaps they think we've grown soft or weak.
Why don't we dispatch an ambassador? Negotiate a new treaty. Certainly we don't need to send soldiers.
Believe me, every ant in this colony is so precious to me. That's why we must strike now. We have the element of surprise. If the termite shock troops enter our colony, well...
Yes, General. I know what they can do to us. Very well.
You've made a wise decision. In fact, you've ensured the future of this colony.
Hello, General.
Princess Bala. Oh, what a nice surprise. You look lovelier each time I see you.
Thanks. I hope you're not just here on business.
Oh, of course. Of course not.
Because it might be nice if we had a conversation once before we get married.
You're absolutely right. Cutter, schedule some private time for me and Princess Bala.
In fact, sir, there is time right now for a personal moment. We're a few seconds ahead of schedule.
Excellent. Princess?
Well, a few seconds isn't much, but I guess if it's quality time. So, how was your day? Anything interesting happen?
We declared war.
Declared war? Boy, talk about a rough day.
Sir, I hate to interrupt, but time stands still for no end.
Princess.
As the general turns and leaves, Colonel Cutter hands Princess Bala a baby ant.
Mom, could you remind me, why am I marrying this guy?
Bala, do we have to argue about this again?
We don't seem to have anything in common. The guy's a stiff.
Yes, darling, I know the general may be a little gruff and somewhat overbearing at times, but I know that he cares about you. He's just not particularly good at showing it. But you should have seen how persistently he asked for your hand in marriage.
But why me?
Because you're the one who has to continue my work. It's your place, dear.
What if I don't like my place?
Everyone has their place, Bala. You, the soldiers, the workers. Now, it's not all that bad being princess, is it? Would you prefer to be carting around dirt all day?
Oh, Mother, don't be so dramatic. At least they seem to have some fun every now and then.
The princess leans out of a window, gazing towards a recreation area.
Why'd I have to be born a worker?
You soldiers get all the glory. Plus, you get to go out in the world. You know, you meet interesting insects. You get to kill them.
Yeah, but you get to spend all day with those beautiful worker girls.
Weaver, they're career girls. They're obsessed with digging. I really don't think I'm ever going to meet the right girl for me.
Who said there was a girl for you? I was talking about a girl for me. Don't you want your aphid beer?
Call me crazy, but I have a thing about drinking from the anus of another creature, okay?
Suit yourself.
As Weaver drinks, the beer wiggles its legs.
Me, I'm cutting loose. You got royal inspection coming up.
Inspection? Meaning you're going to stand around like an idiot while a bunch of blue bloods smirk at you. I don't know how you put up with it, Weaver.
Z, I've known you for a long time, right?
Yeah, definitely. You're born 2 seconds after me.
Yeah, and ever since we were little, I've been listening to you complain. What are you bitching about? In case you haven't noticed, we answer running the show. We're the lords of the earth.
Hey, don't talk to me about earth, okay? Because I just spent all day hauling it around. There's just got to be a better place.
There is. I've been there.
I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?
There is a better place. Insectopia.
Oh, really? Lunatic at 3 o'clock.
You can't understand until you go there and see it for yourself. You can be your own ant there. The streets are paved with food. Nobody telling you what to do. No wars. No colony. I should have never left.
Oh, yeah, fascinating.
We were on a long-range recon. I got cut off from my unit.
Nothing like a little post-traumatic stress disorder to make your day complete.
And I saw it. Insectopia. You head towards the monolith. 10 clicks past the Great Canyons to the land of red and white.
Gramps. We've had enough for one night. Come on, before you get in trouble.
Head for the monolith. Listen to me. The monolith.
Guy's got a screw loose.
Cross the lake!
Insectopia. Wouldn't it be great if it were that easy?
Yeah. Dream on,
Cross
Z.
The lake. Look for the land of red and white!
Wow. This is so gritty.
10 minutes and we're out of here, right? I mean, this place is off limits.
Just blame it on me. Say it was all my idea.
It is all your idea.
Besides, no one's gonna recognize us. Come on, girls. What do you say? Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Okay, everybody. 6:15. Time to dance.
Time to cut a rug, Z.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm going to leave the rug just the way it is, Weaver.
The ants line up in a square formation and begin a robotic dance. Z drinks alone at the bar. Princess Bala steps towards him.
Step back, ladies. I'm gonna ask one of these workers to dance with me.
Oh!
What a bunch of losers. Mindless zombies capitulating to an oppressive system.
Hi. Wanna dance?
Absolutely.
Follow me.
So, how come I haven't seen you around here before?
Oh, I don't get out much. I work over at the palace.
Oh, the palace, huh? But those royals really live it up. Of course, now they're all a little, you know, from inbreeding.
What?
Joining the others, Z gets his foot trodden on.
Youch!
He looks bashful.
Yeah, youch! Youch!
He takes Vala by the hand and swings her around.
Yeah.
Well,
actually, to tell you the truth, I'm sort of making it up.
Really?
You know, why does everybody have to dance the same way? You know, that's completely boring. You know, it's monotonous.
It's no fun.
They begin to dance their own fluid steps, shaking their tails and jumping around. A military ant watches them and shakes his head. They face each other, hands lifted as their fingers form scissors snaking across their faces. Z takes Bala in his arms and twirls her around. Z spins and falls over.
Hey, watch your step, worker.
You watch yours, buddy, or you'll be in big trouble.
Oh, that's okay. I'm gonna let him off this time. Crazy? This guy's put like a pebble.
Aren't you even gonna defend yourself?
Hey, buddy, get back in place.
Me?
What if he doesn't want to?
Yeah. What if I don't like my place?
What's he talking about?
You got us in trouble, man.
Buckle up, Spanky. This one goes out to all the lazy workers.
He prepares to punch Z.
You ought to watch that aggressive behavior, buddy.
He's just a worker.
Weaver throws the bully backwards. More punches are thrown, and a fight ensues. Soon, the whole dance floor is involved, workers exchanging blows with guards. Z is knocked under a table, trying to avoid conflict.
Princess Bala! Princess Bala, the guards are coming!
Let's get out of here!
Wait!
Z rushes after the departing girls.
Princess?
You're a princess?
I gotta go.
When can I see you again?
Let me think. Never. Bye.
No, wait!
She kisses him and leaves. A punch knocks him out. The next day, Z sings to his pickaxe.
What a day it has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole insect race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
A whistle heralds the end of his shift. As he wanders towards the bar, Z glances wistfully towards the palace. He remembers the dance they shared.
Ouch.
The bartender gives him a strange look. Glancing around, Z watches couples arriving and friends meeting and greeting. As the evening wears on, Z is the last ant remaining.
Can I get you another one, pal?
No. Thanks, I think I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's always slow in here the night before one of those royal reviews. I guess the soldiers need their shut-eye before they meet the queen. I don't blame you.
That's it.
You know, I was once... See ya.
Z makes his way to the guard's sleeping quarters.
Psst, Weaver. I figured it out. Weaver. Weaver!
What?
I got a great idea. You gotta switch places with me. Let me go to the inspection instead of you.
What time is it?
Weaver, the royal family will be there. This is the only way I can see her.
See who?
Princess Bala.
Are you nuts? You want me to switch places with you? Do you know how much trouble you can get into for even talking about impersonating a soldier? You can get in trouble just for listening to someone talking about impersonating a soldier.
You have to help me. If I can't see her again, my life is just not worth living. Look, please, Weaver, please, switch jobs with me. Just, you know, for a day. Think of all the things that I've done for you.
I can't think of any.
Okay, so think of all the things that I'm gonna do for you.
Would I meet some worker girls?
Are you kidding? They always go after the new guy. It's like a sport for them. And believe me, they will definitely go for an adorable little insect like you. Weaver, I have to see her again.
Z, what kind of chance do you have with a princess? I mean, she probably won't even remember you.
I know it sounds nuts, but I have to try.
Princess, fancy meeting you here.
What do you say we lose this crowd?
Oh, me. You know, I wear many hats. I guess you'd have to call me a Renaissance ant.
All right!
Z marches in formation with the guards.
Beautiful. just beautiful. Mm. The precision, the order.
Princess Bala! Princess Bala! Hey, hey, it's me! Remember Z from the bar? Princess Bala! Princess Bala! Princess
Bala, you must encourage the troops. Wait.
Oh, she sees me. Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry. I just got a better offer. Could you screw?
Come on, guys.
The royal family leave.
Princess Bala! Princess Bala!
Quiet there! Get back in rank!
You new kid?
Oh, yes, but, you know, I'm getting out soon. I got a trial membership.
Trial membership? That's a good one. Name's Barbados.
Z.
All right!
They stand to attention, Z slightly later than the others. The general cracks a crop.
Sacrifice. To some, it is just a word. To others, it is a code.
Geez, you know, I'm really bad at word games.
A soldier knows that the life of an individual ant doesn't matter. What matters is the colony. He's willing to live for the colony, to fight for the colony, to die for the colony.
This guy's crazy.
I hear you.
At 0800 hours, we receive word that the termite enemy has mobilized. We have no choice but to launch a preemptive strike. You are the Queen's finest. I know you will all do your duty. I am proud to send you into battle.
Into battle?
Dismissed.
Left! Forward! Push!
Oh, yeah, you know, I think there's been a terrible mistake. the truth is, I just came for the speech.
Don't worry, kid. I'll watch out for you.
The soldiers march towards a tunnel.
Sound off! One, two.
We ants go marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. We slaughter termites just for fun, hurrah, hurrah.
So, these termites, these guys are not going to put up much of a fight, right? I mean, we're talking about pushovers, right?
Not really, kid. They're five times our size, and they shoot acid from their foreheads.
Keep him moving, Shorty!
We're marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah. We'll all be dead before we're through, hurrah, hurrah.
Say, what does our platoon do? I mean, are we going to be serving beverages or processing paperwork?
Our platoon has the best assignment of all. We're the first into battle.
Let's go marching three by three, hurrah, hurrah.
Wait a minute. Let's not get. We're being too hasty here. These guys sound like bruisers. What? Just how are you figuring on beating them?
Superior numbers, kid. Overwhelm their defenses. Kill their queen.
Fellas, you're being a little extreme. I feel. Why don't we just try and influence their political process with campaign contributions?
I like you, kid. You got a sense of humor.
Forward!
Come on. Let's kick some termites' butt.
The ants run towards the termite mound, attacking under a clear night sky. Z is swept along with a mass of rushing ants, spears waving like a forest, held before them as they sprint. Entering, they form four squares in the mound's center.
Where is everyone?
Something's not right.
Don't be scared, kid.
Glancing behind him, Barbados is confronted by the gaping jaws of a termite, acid dripping from its mandibles. The termites erupt from the walls. Wave upon wave of the defenders flood the scene as they descend upon the attackers with vicious efficiency. The fight is fast and furious, the tiny ants courageously battling against the giant termites. Z appears horrified, his eyes as big as saucers, as he watches the carnage taking place around him. The termites' wounds spray green gunge over the soldier ants. Turning, Z is confronted by a killer termite. Barbados leaps to Z's defense, jumping onto the termite, spear at the ready.
Barbados, you saved my life.
I don't get all sappy about it.
Handing Z his spear, Barbados runs to battle another termite.
Hey guys, look out behind you!
An angry termite corners Z, trying to spray him with green acid. Running away, Z falls down a small hole in the ground. The termite lies on top of it. Back in the ant nest, the workers are hacking away at a wall. Watched by an admiring Azteca, Weaver is making progress with Z's pickaxe.
Yeah.
Okay, mama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big guy coming through.
Love it.
Weaver picks up two axes, twirls them around, and attacks the wall with renewed vigor.
Hey, hey, hey! Take it easy, muscles. You're making the rest of us look bad. What happened to Z?
He's taking a personal day, so I'm filling in.
You fill in anymore, and you'll explode.
Weaver checks Azteca out.
Hey, you got a problem?
No, nobody told me digging was so much fun, you know? You pick the dirt up, you move it, you pick it up again, you move it again. Lots of reps, you exercise the arms and the thorax.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Yeah, that is fascinating.
Sorry, sir. I was just having a little chat with my friend, sir.
You know, I just had a little chat with General Mandible. Anybody who doesn't meet his quota is going to be downsized.
Come on, cut him a break. He's new.
Hey, what do you say we help your attitude a little bit by taking away your rations for the day? Thanks for your time.
I don't know what came over me. Talking back like that? I'd be losing it.
Sorry I got you in trouble, but listen, you can share my rations, woo! If you want!
Are you asking me out to dinner?
Oh, no. Well, if you don't have anything else planned.
I'll check my calendar. You know, I'm kind of glad Z's taking a breather.
Z wanders desolately around the battlefield, shaking his head and clutching his dirty helmet. Lifeless bodies litter the ground. As Z passes, Barbados blinks his eyes. Only his head remains.
Kid! Kid, over here!
Barbados.
Be honest, kid. Am I hurt bad?
No, not at all. You're looking terrific. You got, you know, swell color in your cheeks.
No. I can see it in your eyes. I'm a goner. Help me up, Z.
Z holds Barbados.
I can't feel my legs.
You gotta hang in there, buddy. You know, I know you're gonna make it. Just take deep breaths, Scott, because I'm gonna try and find your body. It's bound to be out there somewhere.
Fallen ant bodies and lifeless termites are strewn all around them.
Barbados, hang on. Barbados.
Don't make my mistake, kid. Don't follow orders your whole life. Think for yourself.
Barbados.
Z bows his head as Barbados passes away. An aerial view of the battleground is slowly revealed.
We're on schedule. Work is completed on A section, sir. And we're clearing a path through D section now.
We need to push harder, Cutter. On double shifts, around the clock. We can't afford to let up. Is that clear?
Crystal, sir.
Good. What about section
Excuse me, sir.
This had better be important.
Well, it's about the termite battle, sir. The enemy was destroyed, but I'm afraid it was a disaster for our troops as well.
Well, that's terrible. Terrible.
There is a bit of good news, sir. One soldier did make it back.
No kidding.
What did you say?
Word is spreading through the colony, sir, and the Queen has requested a meeting with the war hero.
Damn. Good. Damn good. I'll handle this.
The general approaches Z with an outstretched hand.
Congratulations, soldier. Well, you're a little short for a war hero, aren't you?
A war hero? Sir, I don't actually think that I'm a hero.
Good. I don't like heroes.
But, sir, you don't understand.
Z is paraded before the entire colony. Leaf banners are waved. They read, "Welcome home, troops," and "One to nothing we win."
I didn't do anything. I mean, it was all horrible. It was just a massacre. A massacre upon a massacre.
That's good, soldier. Now wave.
The general and Z wave.
There was nothing you could do, Weaver. You didn't know they were going to war.
I just feel horrible. Poor Z. I should have never let him go.
Wait a minute. That's no soldier. That's Z!
Z? The little guy made it!
Z continues waving.
Let's go, soldier.
Z momentarily resists the general, returning for more adoration. Z is then presented to the Queen.
As I was saying, son, you are an ant after my own heart. An ant that looks death in the face and laughs.
Well, actually, the truth is I generally just make belittling comments and snicker behind death's back.
General Mandible.
Keep your comments to yourself. Let me do the talking.
Seated near her mother, Princess Bala waves refreshments away, yawning.
May I present Her Majesty the Queen.
Chand.
And the Royal Princess Bala.
Welcome home, soldier. We cannot begin to express our gratitude for your heroic efforts.
The private has asked me to convey his most humble appreciation for this.
Please, it was nothing really, just your average run-of-the-mill valor and extraordinary courageousness. You know, in the heat of battle, there's very little time to think. You know, one must attack.
Well, indeed, as you can see, Your Highness, the battlefield is still fresh in his mind, so begging your pardon, but I think this is a perfect time to debrief the private. Oh,
please, General, not on a first date. Not on a first date.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Well, maybe, and then again, maybe not. And then again, youch.
That's it. You're the guy from the bar.
Bar? What bar?
I danced with this guy at the bar the other night. He was just a worker then.
What were you doing at a bar?
Precisely what I want to know.
No, this isn't about me. I mean, look at this worker. Look what he's done.
Oh, no, I think you're thinking of someone else. After all, I am a soldier.
Exactly. You were a worker, but now you're a war hero.
He's a worker.
A worker danced with my fiancée?
Fiancé? Wait a minute. This is not how it looks. I can explain this. Hey, she was the one making all the moves.
Arrest him.
Hey, wait a minute. Take it easy. Can't we discuss this?
What are you doing?
Let go of my daughter. He's taking our hostage.
What? No, I'm not. I mean, yes, I am. One more step and then the princess gets it.
Let go of me.
Ow. Don't make me hurt her.
The princess slaps Z. They wrestle and fall down the trash chute. After a roller coaster ride, they are shot out of the nest into the open.
What are you doing, you creep? Are you out of your puny little mind?
There they are, down there. Let's go. Move.
Oh, good. Here they come to rescue me and kill you.
Kill?
Hey, you guys!
Stop it. What are you trying to do?
Me, you little
Wait a minute.
Twerp.
What do you want to do? Throw away everything you got?
She punches Z.
What are you waiting for? Hello? Guys?
Like an alien craft, a magnifying glass slowly fills the sky above the guards.
What is it? It's beautiful.
Ridgeway, get out of there!
The ants are incinerated as sunlight is angled through the glass. Z and the princess run for their lives as the burning rays pursue them across the ground, leaving a burnt-out trail along its wake. Z stops at a precipice, but the princess bumps into him and they both tumble downwards. They take cover under two leaves. The magnifying glass hovers above them and then moves away.
Don't worry. I'm okay.
You? You're okay? Hey, who cares about you? I almost died here.
Please calm down. You're not gonna let a little near-death experience ruin your mood, are you?
Hey, this is not a mood, okay? You're not listening to me. Where am I?
Green foliage surrounds them.
Look, what's your name? Just climb up that tree and find out where I am.
Look, the trick is not to panic. You know, he panics is lost.
What am I saying? I'm the armorist.
Z climbs a plant. He reaches the top. It bends, and he lands back on the ground.
Oh. Ow!
I've been kidnapped by the village idiot.
Who's the bigger idiot? The idiot or the idiot who gets kidnapped by the idiot?
What'd you do, talk those termites to death? I can't believe you tried to pass yourself off as a soldier. Why are you stalking me? Don't you realize that I'm out of your league?
You're the one who was cruising the worker bar looking for a little action, and you just happened to find it.
The swarthy, earthy, sensual worker.
Please. I was slumming it. Don't you get it? I chose you because you were the most pathetic little bug in the joint.
You know, I was gonna let you become part of my most erotic fantasies, but now you can just forget that, write it off, you know? I guess what you prefer is old blood and guts. This guy's idea of a romantic night out is two seats at a public execution. Boy, you really chose the right husband.
For your information, the general and I are deeply, deeply engaged. You come right back down here this instant. We are marching straight back to the colony so that I...
Reaching the top of a thorny plant, Z surveys their surroundings.
The monolith.
Stupid little bug you are.
Absolutely wonderful. That's an appealing offer. But considering the options, you go back, okay? Because I'm going on to Insectopia.
Oh, come on. Insectopia? You're crazier than I thought.
Yeah? Well, I happen to have it on a very reliable source. or should I say, a drunk raving source. But the point is, I'm convinced the place definitely exists.
Stop! I order you to stop, worker!
Hey, I got a name, okay? It's Z. And out here, you can't order me around.
All right, fine. No problem.
They begin walking in opposite directions. A green beetle rears up in front of the princess, mandibles gnashing.
Oh! Oh! Worker! Worker, where are you? Z? Z? Wait for me!
No more excuses, General. I want my daughter back. Well, frankly, I'm beginning to doubt your ability to handle this.
Believe me, Your Highness. We will spare no effort to bring her back. Princess Bala is essential to all our plans for the future.
The workers.
So he kills himself 100 termites, gets a few medals, then bada bing, bada bip, bags himself the princess.
He looks him dead in the eye
and says, bite me.
He said that to General Mandible?
Buddy. Hey, buddy. You heard about the war hero named Z? Runs off with the princess, right? But when they send the guards after him, he just looks at him, and boom, they burst into flames.
Z? Talking about Z? Hey, I know the guy. He's a friend of mine. I think your information is
you
just a little...
You know Z?
Yeah, he's a worker. He used to dig around here.
A worker? That's impossible. A worker can't do anything except work.
Yeah, it's not like we got a choice.
We do have a choice. Look at Z. He decided he wanted something and he went for it.
He's not alone. I used to be a soldier, and I switched places with him.
Wait a second. You're telling me I don't have to be here?
We got a choice?
The authorities don't want you to know about it, but we don't have to work on the tunnel anymore.
It's the workers who control the means of production.
Hey, Z don't dig, I don't dig.
People, what is this, an encounter group? Let's get back to work.
Why?
This guy Z, he's leading a revolution! I'll get back to you.
Think about it, Z. Two ants. Who ever heard of two ants? 2 million ants, maybe. But two? Look, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, and this whole desert thing, it just doesn't work for me. I think it's about time for you to take me back.
Take yourself back.
Excuse me? You kidnapped me, remember? That means you have certain responsibilities. You can't just abandon me here in the wilderness.
Yeah, well, it's better than being back at the colony.
You're not serious, are you?
Maybe you were living the high life, but personally, this beats digging. If you'd ever done a day's labor, you'd know what I was talking about.
Z climbs upwards.
Labor? What do you know about labor? How would you feel if you were expected to give birth every 10 seconds for the rest of your life?
Gee.
Water!
The princess runs to the water, falls to her knees and drinks.
All you think about is yourself.
Yeah? Well, nobody else ever thought about me. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't need anybody else.
A falling droplet of water knocks Bala over. Z is trapped inside a water droplet.
Hold on, I'll get you out. Hold on.
Trying to free Z, Bala hits the droplet with a twig. She then pushes at it so hard that she becomes trapped inside too. They topple over the edge. Hitting the ground, the bubble bursts. They lie on their tummies, catching their breath.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. Now, maybe we can put this fantasy behind us and head back to the column. Oh, Z, what are you doing?
We've got to cross the lake.
Am I missing something here? Didn't we just get out of the water?
Bala, look, what do you got to lose? I mean, think about it. Do you really want to be Mrs. Raving Lunatic? There's a better place.
Z, please.
Just give me one chance. If we don't find Insectopia soon, I promise I'll take you back to the colony.
He gestures Bala to come aboard his leaf boat. She does so reluctantly. They set off across the water. The pink and lilac sky is reflected on the water's surface.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Yeah, me too.
The last rays of the sun cast a golden pathway in front of them. Back at the ant nest, a sign reads, "Rest once, work twice." A worker splits it down the middle. The others throw down their tools.
People, come on. I know some ants who aren't going to make their quota.
Buzz off, pawn of the oppressor. We want Z! We want Z!
Sorry, sir. I came as soon as I heard. I was debriefing the trackers.
And what's the report?
Well, this Z, sir, he's one slippery character. They lost Bala's trail at the edge of the lake.
The lake? What's that soldier doing there?
It appears he's holding hands, sir, with a worker.
I don't like the way things are going, Cutter. I'm counting on you for results. Now, can I depend on you or not?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Let's wrap this up.
The general addresses the workers.
I've heard a lot about this Z. I even had the pleasure of meeting him once. But where is he now? Can anyone point him out? I mean, if this Z cares so much about us, then why isn't he here? I'll tell you why. Because Z doesn't give a damn about us. That's why he kidnapped our princess. That's why he ran away. Z is no hero. We are the heroes. We are the ones ensuring the future of our great colony. And when we've completed this magnificent structure, we will reap the benefits. More food and less work for everyone. And as further reward for your heroic efforts, each and every one of you will get the day off. So you can be the guest of honor at the Megatunnel dedication ceremonies.
Weaver and Azteca look uneasily around them.
Bring me that soldier.
The general turns and strides away. Princess Bala wakes up. She stretches and then walks over to a sleeping Z. He sprawled out on the ground. Turning, she explores the grass forest that surrounds them.
Oh my God! Z, come here!
A tartan-striped thermos flask towers before them. Z joins her and they run towards a multitude of picnic foods and drinks.
It's Insectopia.
You were right. It really is here.
Bala touches Z's arm. He glances down and pulls her forwards towards cling film wrapped cheese sandwiches. He gestures around him.
Huh? All right, all right. You're a genius.
Let's eat.
Running, Z encounters the cling film barrier.
Jeez.
He tries to bite through it.
Well, what's the problem?
There's some kind of force field.
Two flying insects hover overhead.
Excuse me. How do you get in?
Yes, well, I'm afraid this is a private function.
Who are your friends, dear?
Crawling insects. Oopsie.
Oh, the poor dears. Good morning! Huh?
Darling, really? Greeting every insect that emerges out of the grass?
Pardon me! I guess you don't recognize me! I've been traveling, and I'm all schlumpy. I'm Princess Bala.
Oh, it's even worse. They're Eurotrash.
Darling, they're poor, they're dirty, they're smelly. We have to help them. If you'll just wait right here, we'll get you a little something.
No, please, Muffy, not another crusade.
Chippy, we have a social obligation to the less fortunate. I know you laugh at my hobbies, but this is important to me.
You have such a big heart. That's why you're my little cuddly whittles.
Oh, my big, strong pheromone factory.
Oh, brother. Suddenly I've lost my appetite. You know, I guess I had imagined Insectopia, I don't know, a little differently.
A fly swatter lands on the ants, almost crushing them.
Oh, Muffy! No! Oh, no!
A trainer stomps down. Bala is caught in bubblegum, stuck on the tread.
Zee, help me! Zee! Don't let me go, Zee!
Z tries to hang on to Bala's hand, but she slips away.
Get me out of here!
The foot comes down, narrowly missing Z, who's knocked to one side.
Bala!
The feet turn and start traveling further away.
No, this is not good.
Turning, Z watches the other foot descend towards him. He catches hold of a trailing lace. This is whipped upwards, taking him onto the top of the foot. He gazes at Bala trapped on the other, moving foot. Blades of grass are thrown up as the feet run faster across the ground. Pausing, the feet rest side by side. Z launches himself across to the other foot, just managing to catch the other trailing lace. This deposits him on the bubblegum next to Bala.
Hi.
Z?
Yes?
It looks like this is it. Just when I was starting to like you.
They begin moving upwards once more. They look at the sky above them. A coin appears and scrapes the gum off the shoe.
Who the hell is that?
Attached to the coin by the gum, they are thrown away into a bin. Back at the nest, Weaver is being interrogated.
That's enough.
I ain't telling you nothing.
Soldier, the princess is vital to the future of this colony. She must be returned to take her proper place as queen.
We already have a queen.
As for your friend Z, why should I hurt him? He's not important. Now, soldier, we all know that one individual ant doesn't matter. Not you, not Cutter. Not even her.
Azteca!
Don't tell that tight ass anything, Weaver!
Where is Z?
I don't know where he is!
That's too bad.
The general nods instructions with his head.
Wait! Insectopia!
I know it sounds crazy, but that's where he'd be going.
Soldier, you think this is a game? Insectopia does not exist.
As a matter of fact, it does.
Sir?
I'll brief you on the coordinates. You're gonna bring the princess back. And as for Z, kill him.
But you said he didn't matter.
It's for the good of the colony. You made the right decision. Gentlemen, now you can see how dangerous individualism can be. It makes us vulnerable.
Let's go.
Weaver looks towards Azteca.
Take him back to the megatunnel. Put him on the front line. Dismissed.
Weaver is led away.
Jeez, what was I thinking? I almost got you killed.
See, you know, you really shouldn't be so hard on
me. That's it. I'm taking you back to the colony. Ow! Oh, Insectopia. You know, I must have been crazy.
Z?
But you know what? I can admit it when I'm wrong.
Z?
And this time, I gotta tell you, I was absolutely 100% correct. Have you ever seen anything more beautiful in your life?
It's Insect.
Shh! Don't jinx it! Come on!
Hand in hand, they run towards a bin. Swarms of flies pass by. Discarded food and drink litter the ground. Z picks up a droplet of cola. They both drink from it until nothing is left. Z makes a snow angel in the icing dust of a half-eaten donut. A mother beetle and her offspring run past an apple. And They all ride on the back of a pink centipede through an apple core, just like a roller coaster. It's gonna be a bright. The pair use plastic bottles to reflect images of themselves back in amusing shapes and sizes. They ride a biscuit crumb through the tunnel of love. Sitting on a cherry stalk, they glance at each other shyly. The evening sky darkens slowly above them. Wasps buzz by.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Back in the nest, the general is looking at maps.
All right, everybody. I want all teams in place, fully prepared, ready to seal the doors. Here and here. I'll make certain the digging crew stays on schedule for breakthrough midway in the dedication ceremony.
Now all we need is the princess.
Weaver is hard at work. Above ground, Cutter flies, searching for Zee and Bala. Landing, he picks up Earth, sniffing for their scent. He flies away. In Insectopia, three beetles are having dinner, sat around a campfire.
This stuff tastes like crap.
Really? Let me try some. Hey, it is crap. Not bad. Somebody needs to feed that fire.
Dude, I did it last time.
Well, I'm not gonna get it. It's not my job.
Well, what about the new guy? He hasn't contributed yet.
And, you know, he just died in my arms like that. I don't think he ever, once in his life, made his own choice.
I never knew it was like that. I mean, up in the palace, well, I guess we just let the general make all the decisions.
Let me ask you something. What made you come to the bar that night?
I guess I was looking for a little trouble.
Well, trouble's my middle name. Actually, my middle name is Marion, but I don't want you to spread that around.
You're pretty strange. You do know that, don't you?
Well, strange. Not exactly the word I would use, you know, I
like it. You're not like anyone else.
Actually, now that you mention it, there is a certain strangeness to me. I mean, it's a you know, a kind of a bizarre quality. Some have said freak. But it's complimentary.
Bala leans forward, about to kiss C.
Hey, new guy. We need more wood.
I'll be right back. Just hold that thought. Whatever it is you were thinking. Hey, you ever wonder why they call you guys pests?
What if, like, we're just these tiny little things, and we're just, like, part of this whole other huge universe that's, like, so big we don't even know it exists?
Man, that is so deep.
Perfect. Nothing like a little manual labor on the most romantic night of my life.
As Zee hauls a match, Cutter flies overhead and lands by the campfire.
Hi. I was in the neighborhood and I thought I'd drop in. This is, very bohemian.
Aloha, dude. Welcome to Insectopia.
Sorry for interrupting. You see, our princess has, gone missing and we're just sick about it. She's about 8 tall, fairly easy on the eyes. Anybody seen her? Don't worry, princess. You'll be back home soon.
Listen, Cutter, I'm not going back.
The thing is, princess, I got orders.
Orders? Can't you just once think for yourself?
Well, that was very impressive. Where's Zee?
Zee? He's
dead. Zee's dead. You don't need to worry about him.
Zee's dead? Well, he was an ant with ideas. Too bad for him. Princess, he kinda needs you.
Cutter! Stop right
there! Bala! Stop! You
Oh, no. Joke. What am I gonna do? All right, look, let's be rational about this. You know, Bala and I, you know, she's a princess, and I'm a soil relocation engineer. So what, you know, on the other hand, I've got to go back for her.
I'll give you a lift. Whoa!
It's the least I can do. Besides, it's what my Watley Giddles would want.
Look, how about a cup of Joe? Okay.
Well, old boy.
I think I saw a puddle of coffee over there. Look out!
Wait for a second. Ah, Princess, you're just in time.
Take your hands off me, General. What exactly is going on here? I demand an explanation.
I'll explain everything afterwards. Is the southeast entrance secured?
Yes, sir.
Not afterwards. Now.
Valis sweeps maps to the ground.
I don't like the way you think, and I don't like the way you run this colony, and I don't like you. The wedding is off. Things are going to change around here.
You're right, Princess. Things are going to change. Why don't we make her more comfortable? She'll be here for a while.
Bala is restrained in a chair.
What do you think you're doing? My mother will have your head.
I doubt that. You've got a fighter spirit, Bala. And that's just what we need to start our new colony. We will rinse away all the filth from our gutters. We'll start anew. With you by my side as my queen.
You're crazy.
I believe history will see things differently. All right, gentlemen, time to take your positions. Someday you'll thank me.
Pull up! Ah! There it is!
Well then, go get the woman you love, Z.
So long, Chip, and thanks.
Z approaches the nest.
You there. Where do you think you're going?
Me? No, I was just,
You're not supposed to be out here. All workers are to report to the tunnel opening ceremonies.
Oh, yes, of course, the tunnel opening ceremonies. I should get going then.
Hey!
I'm going to the tunnel. I'm going to tunnel opening ceremonies.
Get moving.
Better get going. I'm going to the tunnel opening ceremonies. Excuse me, please. The tunnel opening ceremonies.
Hey, worker!
Opening the tunnel. They need me. I'm key man.
Where do you think you're going?
Tunnel opening ceremonies.
Z creeps up on some guards. Z runs up to a broken window. Peering out, he grimaces and then climbs out, begins to inch his way along.
Gosh, this day just keeps getting better and better.
Are you listening to me out there? I'm the princess, damn it!
Bala throws something through the window next to Z.
Wow, your manners haven't improved much.
Z!
Whoa!
It's you. You came back for me.
Well, yeah, I came back for you. You know, I have strong feelings for you. Let's face it, you're beautiful. A little combative at times, but I think we can work on that.
You talk too much.
She pulls him nearer and kisses him.
Gee, I think I'm about to become this strong, silent type. Come on. The city's deserted. We better get out of here.
Z, we can't go. Mandible's insane. He keeps talking about washing away the filth and changing history and I think he's going to try to kill my mother.
Not just your mother. Everyone.
What's going on?
Look, here we are safe in the city. But they're gonna seal everybody off in the mega tunnel. And here's the lake. You're right. We can't leave now. Come on, we gotta get down there.
Today is the realization of a dream.
A dream of a proud colony. A pure colony. A colony reborn. Moments from now, this tunnel will open. The past will be washed away. And a new day will dawn.
A stirring speech, General. I only wish my daughter were here to appreciate it.
Your Majesty, I know how concerned you are about Bala. But my scouts are on her trail, and it's only a matter of time before they catch
her. General, I don't want to discuss it. Just find her.
Oh, I will, Your Highness. Goodbye.
Zee and Bala creep towards the chamber, avoiding the guards. Colonel Carter pauses, looking behind him.
Seal up the doors. Cutter, did you hear me?
Sir, I've been thinking.
Do we need to go through with this? Look at what these workers have done. They got the right stuff. Isn't there any other way?
Cutter, you're a fine officer. You have discipline, courage, ability. But you seem to have a certain weakness for the lower orders that I find disturbing. Now, are you with me?
Sir, I apologize.
All right, then. Seal it up.
Yes, sir.
He salutes. Guards push boulders into the opening, sealing them shut. Zee and Bala run towards the chamber. Pausing, they narrowly escape being squashed by a boulder.
As I look out on this magnificent tunnel, I am filled with pride.
Jump!
In these difficult times, it is a great solace to know that you, our workers... Mom! Wait!
Every worker in the colony is here. Hey, wait a minute. That guy owes me money.
This tremendous accomplishment is a testimony to the strength of our tireless workers.
Don't warn your mother. I gotta get to those diggers before they break through.
There's not enough time.
Hey, leave the pessimism to me, okay?
And now you have given us...
Zee runs over the heads of worker ants.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Excuse me.
A few moments when our expert diggers break through to the surface.
Mom!
The sun will
Mom,
pour
stop.
Into this...
Bala, where have you been? Are you all right?
I'm fine.
What happened?
Mother, we're in terrible danger.
Drops of water are falling at the tunnel's end. Zee frantically runs towards the digger ants. Weaver shakes his head, exhausted, then continues working.
Put your backs into it, people!
Wait! Hold! Hey, stop digging!
Zee? Is that you?
Weaver, stop!
Zee, you're back! Zee.
Weaver!
Oh.
Zee! What's the matter?
Hold up, everyone! Stop! Stop digging!
On whose authority?
On your own authority! If you break through that wall, we're all gonna
drown! This tunnel is going to flood!
Then we've got to get everyone out of here.
Look, I got orders. And those orders say dig.
What if someone ordered you to jump off a bridge? Oh, brother, I'm asking the wrong guy here. Look, think for yourselves.
Give me that. I've had enough out of you. Get back to work.
What's that noise?
Water is coming in where the pickaxe has struck the wall.
Get out of here.
Run!
The water explodes through the tunnel.
Everyone, listen to me. We've all been deceived. We need to calmly head towards the exit.
Run for your lives! It's gonna flood!
No, don't panic. Don't panic!
Every ant for itself!
Water is raging through the tunnel towards the Great Chamber. Ants are fleeing towards the exits.
All the exits are blocked!
We're trapped!
The ants look towards the oncoming flood water with horror. It swirls ferociously into the chamber, creating a moat around the central mound where the Queen was sitting. Trapped on the ever-decreasing island, leafy banners reading "Nothing satisfies like work" defiantly stick out of the water.
What are we going to do?
There's nothing we can't do.
Ants form a rope headed towards the ceiling.
Yes, there is. Weaver, give me a leg up. Everyone, listen to me.
Who the heck are you?
He's Zee.
What is he?
Listen, we gotta help each other get out of here before we all drown.
How?
By making a ladder.
A ladder?
Hey,
If we built this, we can do anything. Okay, let's move it.
I'm on it. All of you, gather around. You, start climbing.
Weaver creates the bottom rung of the ladder.
Go. Hey.
Excuse me, Your Majesty. Z, I've got to help my mom.
Don't worry. I know almost exactly what I'm doing.
They hug.
I'll see you at the top.
Gentlemen, there comes a time in the evolution of a perfect colony when the strong are meant to rise above the weak. Now is that time. Below us right now, the weak elements of the colony are being washed away.
Oh my God, we're not gonna make it. We need more ants.
You two better get up there.
Weaver, you can't hold it alone.
Get going.
Hang in there, buddy.
Azteca kisses Weaver. She follows Z up the ant ladder. The water licks around Weaver's chin.
Got it!
Hurry up, go!
Weaver is underwater.
Our princess is secured, and our glorious future is at hand. We can all stand proud. It is time for a new beginning.
Z breaks through to the surface. A massive hole is formed by Earth falling away around the breakthrough point.
What the hell is that?
I think that's the weak element, sir.
Give me a hand.
Z, you? Let go! Don't you understand? It's for the good of the colony.
What are you saying? We are the colony.
Cutter strikes the general to the ground.
Cutter, what are you doing?
Something I should have done a long time ago. This is for the good of the colony, sir.
He grasps Z's hand.
You useless, ungrateful maggot! I am the colony!
Oh, look out!
Z pushes Colonel Cutter to safety, but falls with the general into the hole. The general hits a root, head on. Z falls into the water.
Get these ants up here!
Thank goodness we made it.
The ant ladder is slowly being pulled to safety.
Wait here!
Colonel Carter swims underwater to rescue Z.
Thank you.
Ooh. Weaver! Where's Z?
The colonel flies into the air, holding the limp body of Z in his arms. He places him gently on the ground.
Oh, no.
Back up, everybody! Back up! Give him some air! Back up!
Z?
Oh, Z.
She checks his vital signs.
Please wake up.
Crying, she gives Z the kiss of life.
Ouch.
You know, Weaver, you still owe me that dinner.
Baby doll.
We made it, see?
You the ant!
We did it.
We did it. fellas, please. This is very embarrassing for me. On the other hand, I probably could get used to this.
Z and Bala are lifted onto Ant's shoulders.
There you have it. Your average boy meets girl, boy likes girl, boy changes underlying social order story. So what else can I tell you? We rebuilt the colony. It's even better than before, you know, because now it has a very large indoor swimming pool. Bala and I, incidentally, are thinking of starting a family. You know, just a few kids, maybe a million or two to begin with. And I'm working with a new therapist, you know, terrific, absolutely terrific. He's been putting me in touch with my inner maggot, which is helping me a great deal. And, you know, I finally feel like I found my place. And you know what? It's right back where I started. But the difference is, this time, I chose it.
The end.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt.
Another problem, kerplop.